این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. The International Quds Day is the day of Islamic survival. The Quds Day, which fall on the last day of the great month of Ramadan, is a proper day on which all Muslims should be freed from the bondage of the Big Satan, USA establishment, and other superpowers enjoying the infinite might of Allah. The Quds Day must be revived among the Muslims and be the departure point for their awakening and awareness.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to talk about some certain speeches and sentences of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and then shed light on some points and lessons in these speeches in order to be used by us in our everyday life. Well, on the subject of enjoining good and forbidding evil, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, if a cruel ruler dominates the people, the ulama of the nation and the scholars of the nation must take action to forbid evil. Well, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on several occasions felt that enjoining what is good or what is called ma'ruf and forbidding what is evil or what is called al-munkar has been abandoned among human societies in recent eras. The first part of the principle consists of promoting goodness and all divine virtues among the societies, while the latter part refers to what we call as undertaking efforts for rooting out bad deeds and any type of carnal desires, loss on or corruptions. You know, the principle is one of the most important Islamic duties. Indeed, it is the noblest and most sublime. This is the task of prophets and messengers, you know, all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has made the Muslim Ummah the best nation ever, raised up for mankind in order to do this important task. You true believers in Islamic monotheism and real followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin al-ma'ruf and forbid al-munkar, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Imran, verse number
110.
The Ummah fails to do this duty of enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil, wrongdoing and corruption will spread throughout the Ummah. And it will deserve the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed those among the children of Israel who disbelieved because they failed in this important duty. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi also wanted to revive this principle to be revived in all its aspects.
Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about enjoining good and forbidding evil. Well, in that regard, he said, if a cruel ruler dominates the people, the ulama of the nation and the scholars of the nation must take action to forbid evil. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Spring of the Truth. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.